Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Erie County legislator Lindsay Larigo is with us on the WBEN Liveline. The Erie County budget will be adopted today. Lindsay, how different is this budget that you'll be voting on from the one submitted by County Executive Mark Poloncarz?
It's hardly any different. This budget is a over $100 million increase in spending we saw last year. This is practically the budget that Mark Poloncarz proposed. The minority caucus did offer amendments to this budget that would have provided real tax relief and solutions to the fiscal problems ahead for Erie County earlier this week. However, the Democratic majority shot those down. And the budget that we're going to vote on today is basically the same budget that Mark Poloncarz presented, with the only difference really being that some lines were cut and adjusted so that there could be a pork package for the legislature.
Well, one of the things that was cut was $20 million for a new county jail. Is that a decision you agreed with?
To be perfectly honest with you, it's kind of a decision that at this time it doesn't make a huge difference. That is a expense that will come up in the months to come as a bonding and borrowing resolution. I don't think that a $400 million budget that could put us in a situation of blowing the tax cap is a situation that we should move forward with. However, voting on it right now, it is not actually a line item in the budget or an amount that was going to be spent today when we voted on the budget. It is another vote that we're going to have to take when we vote on borrowing. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when this isn't just a political talking point to draw attention away from the fact of what's really happening is today we're voting on an over $2 billion spending plan. And the money that we're voting on spending today does not necessarily include that $20 million that we would have to borrow in the months to come.
Would this mean then that the jail project is dead?
It could be. I don't think necessarily at this point that there is an appetite at the legislature to spend over $400 million on a jail. It also doesn't mean that we can't go back to the drawing board and look at what's to come. Like I said, so we vote on a consolidated bond resolution in the spring, which is when we borrow money for the county. This was planned for then. It could be added back in at any time.
You were proposing a hiring freeze, limiting overtime, also getting rid of some vacant positions. Oh, how did that go over, and why do you think that's necessary for the county right now?
It's necessary for the county because we know what's ahead. Mark Poloncarz and Kevin Hardwick, the controller, agree. They agree that we are headed for doom and gloom, flowers and arsenic in the years to come. We know that spending has gotten out of control. A lot of the American Rescue Plan money that we came into the county, it wasn't spent on one-time expenses. It was spent on reoccurring costs, adding jobs to the county budget without revenue sources attached to them. So we're in a situation now that we can't stand there and say we have no idea how this happened or blame the federal government. This is the county's responsibility. This is Mark Poloncarz's priorities that said we're going to continue to spend and grow the size of government. We don't know how we're going to pay for it in the future, and it's caught up to us. So the minority caucus did put forward an amendment package that made really healthy cuts to the budget, painless cuts. Services would have continued at the exact same rate. It was a $12 million cut to the tax levy rather than the $5 million increase that the county executive proposed. Like you said, we had a hiring freeze. We had a overtime freeze. And, we had other really common sense solutions in there. Unfortunately, you know, we need leadership right now in Erie County. We don't need people pointing fingers. You know, just saying that we have problems ahead isn't enough. Our taxpayers deserve more. Unfortunately, the Democratic majority did vote this down and instead chose to move forward with Mark Poloncarz's package with slight adjustments that only just give legislatures some money to go deliver some big checks.
Lindsay, I'd like to ask you about the upcoming stadium seat sale. Is this a revenue line in next year's budget? I mean, do you know how much is expected to come from the seat sale and everything else that they plan to sell?
We did have this conversation. It's one that, you know, I think is an important one to have. You know, we borrowed over $100 million to get out of the stadium business, and it's not going to be the revenue I think that most people would anticipate. You think, you know, selling Bill seats, oh, that's going to bring in a lot of money, and then look at the cost associated with it. One, we have to hire a company, because if the county were just to go ahead and sell those, we can't call them Bill seats. We can't call them anything related to the NFL. So there's a lot of licensing that goes on. And then when you think about, you know, every bench there is going to have to be cut up into individual pieces, removed. There's a lot of labor that's going to be involved. So, well, I think we could see, the discussion was between $500,000 to $1 million come in, which when we're talking about a $2 billion budget is just a drop in the bucket. We'll see some revenue come in. I don't think it's going to be a lot. What I think is really important is that we use that money to pay down our debt that we got into over the stadium.
Do those numbers surprise you? Because, you know, I'm trying to do the math. I understand there's expenses. You mentioned licensing. That's something we probably didn't think of before. But obviously getting everything out, preparing everything, making sure they get into the hands of the people that bought them. But right now, it's if you go online, it's about $500 or more for some seats. I don't 30,000, is that like a good estimate? If there's 70,000 seats, let's say there's 30,000 sold. That's $15 million. And we're saying only 500,000 to a million the county will get?
So we also then have to pay the auctioneer. We have to use a company to do all of that. You know, I was kind of surprised too. I thought that this would be, you know, a couple of million coming into the county that we can use to pay down some of that debt that we incurred. But when we did walk through all of the expenses, I agree with you. I was just as surprised. But when you do think about it, like I said, so it's not just the seats, it's not just the turf. Think about every single microwave, pizza pan, napkin dispenser that's in that stadium has to come out, and we have to pay somebody to do it. We have to use our resources to do it. So it does become quite the job that needs to be done. So in addition to paying the licensing, the auctioning, and everything else that goes into it, I do think, you know, I want to be conservative on what we're going to see come into the county, because it's only going to be a net positive for us. We're not going to lose money on this. But I don't think we're going to see, you know, a huge influx of cash.
Well, Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's Lindsay Larigo, Erie County legislator here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.